Hello again, everybody. I'm Alan Lytle, WUKY News. It's time once again to get the lowdown on what's going on in our fair city from a business standpoint. Joining me, as he always does on Mondays, is Eric Carlson, editor-in-chief of Business Lexington. Hello to you.
How are you doing, Alan?
Now, your big news this week is that the owners of Table 310 are about ready to open this sprawling complex on Walton Avenue, and you've got the inside scoop on that.
That's right. Krim and Andrea, the husband and wife owners of Table 310, have for a couple of years been working on what's called, in general, national provisions on the corner of Walton and National over on the east side of Lexington. And they just opened up their first portion of it, the Boulangerie, last Monday, a week ago. And it is a cafe and bakery that will supply not only Table 310, but also their planned future endeavors at the same place in on National that will be a restaurant, wine shop, beer garden, and eventually a marketplace that will have a fishmonger, charcuterie, cheeses, and other sorts of meats that's going to be opening up over the span of about a year. And this is something they've been talking about for more than 2 years when they initially sold a wine and market store on Jefferson that they opened up in 2008. They sold to one of their employees back in November of 2011 and have been planning and talking ever since. And that was one of the when we finally heard they were opening, one of my coworkers had said, wow, I thought it was an urban legend that this place actually existed. But it does. It's a beautiful what they've opened up so far. Marble-clad walls. Marble countertops and tabletops that have a red, pink marble, and really high-end pastries and breads that are available there, as well as coffee for now. And in the back, there is a massive kitchen that can supply the restaurant that they've got planned that they expect to open in the spring. That'll be called Bluegrass Brogery. That will come as the third phase in the next plan in here a couple months to have a wine shop and beer garden open, and they've already got the framework for that up with a bright red metal framework that sets out the footprint.
And we've got a little audio clip of your interview with Andrea.
That's right, with Andrea Sims. Her and her husband have opened this up, and this is what she was telling me about what it is they plan to do with the entire place and how that has evolved over time.
We wanted to have a bakery for a long time. We wanted a larger market. I don't know. We actually just kept looking at this building and wanted this building, and once we got in here, we started deciding everything that would go into it, and it's so big we kept adding more things to it, more themes to it. But we wanted a place that was, you could go and get all your needs, and it's what we tried to do with Wine and Market, but mm-hmm. we realized it was just too small, and we thought that we could do it just on a really small scale. But the problem is that it's not as easy to keep, say, some fish stocked or meat there when you don't know when someone's going to come in. And here we'll have the market, we'll have our own butcher, we'll have the restaurant, so everything can work together. Mm. So it's going to be, we realize it need to be bigger to make it viable to exactly. have all those things.
I also have to assume that they're hoping to spark kind of a renaissance for that entire area down there.
Well, that is actually something that's been underway for the last few years. The Walker brothers have owned property along National Avenue, Ashland, and Walton for quite some time, which had been more industrial warehouse type space that they have converted into very beautiful retail and commercial environments. And there is a handful of shops that are already open right next door to National Provisions. There's one called Dapple House and a few others that all kind of cater to more of a higher end clientele that this fits perfectly into, and frankly would be the anchor store that would bring people into the area and see that. And so there is a great cluster of things that all around there, especially in that building right next door, which used to be a foundry as recently as 2006.
All right. The other big story is the Lexington Convention and Visitors Bureau going to do a little rebranding.
That's right. As of January 1st, the LCVB, as we call it for short, is going to change its name to Visit Lex, all one word. And that's actually their website and has been for quite some time. And they went ahead and contracted with a Covington-based marketing group called BLDG to work on the rebrand, and they'll be incorporating in their new logo presence of the previous logo, which is the big blue horse, and that it will be that on its own with Visit Lex underneath it, and it does not change the group's mission of trying to attract tourism to Lexington, as well as helping people that are looking to have conventions in town to get all those logistics taken care of.
Well, hard to believe, but our time is up already. Eric Carlson, Editor-in-Chief of Business Lexington, has been our guest again today. For the latest business headlines, log on to bizlex.com. And for a podcast of today's conversation, you can find that at wuky.org. Thanks again, Eric.
Thank you.